tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two in the last hour today. 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, send a message. If it's any good, Aaron will read it. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there. Mostly a good mix of baseball and football for the first hour, which makes sense considering what all's going on now. Worked in a little bit of the Rockets garbage, but not too much. I don't know if you saw it. Our buddy Jake Asman tweeted out that picture of Deshaun and Jalen Ramsey together Sunday night. What the hell's he doing here?
I don't know, hanging out with his boys.
I kind of think, someone says Houston's rushing offense is ranked 10th while KC is ranked 25th. Sorry, Fred, you fumbled this one. Huh? What the F are you talking about? I said Houston would be able to run the ball against Kansas City.
He's probably talking to me.
Yeah, I guess he's talking to you.
I didn't say anything about the Kansas City rushing offense.
No.
They don't run the ball.
No.
Nor do they need to.
Yeah, but if you're going to tell me I fumbled something, get it effing right. My God, I hate the Tuesday texters. You guys are so dumb. 713-780-3776. Casey says, hey, guys, I'm new to sports betting. What do you suggest as an amount to start with, and how many games do you play a week? That's the hardest question to answer. I don't know what you make.
Yeah, I don't know
what
your budget, man.
I don't know what your discretionary income is. And just bet what you would spend in a restaurant or something for
I tell people, I don't know what your minimum deposit is, but and it depends. I would start on a site that has, $5 minimum bets or whatever, and just put in $100 and play around for a little while. Most of those sites will price match what your deposit is, and just have some fun with it and see how you like it. Don't go in, put $2,000 in and start betting $250, $500 a game.
Honestly, if you're not betting, don't start.
That's probably the best move.
I try to tell people that because, they hear all the stuff and they think it's easy, and the reality is it's not. And I just think that, if you're going to play, it has to be for fun. It has to be discretionary income. And I tell people that all the time, and then I'll see some guy who's going and betting his freaking rent money, and like, well, I really need to win now. Well, no, you shouldn't have done that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Everybody says, well, Ramsey was here getting his back checked. Okay, yeah, back looked fine to me in the photo there.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I'm going to stay away from. Because I liked the Jags a lot last week. If he had actually been there, I think they would have covered.
I kind of like the Jags this week already.
Minus him, though, I think. I don't know. But did you see this Penn State fan idiot?
Yeah, it's lame. I mean, I don't know. Listen, just leave it alone. If you don't like somebody's hair, okay.
Yeah, but
that's none of your business. It doesn't look good. Like you take the time to write a personal note to a player because you don't like his hair.
I thought it was fake the first time I heard it.
I kind of did too, but.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, it's real easy to find. You go to basically grumpy old white guy didn't like that one of the Penn State players had dreadlocks.
Right.
Which, frankly, I like dreadlocks. And most guys who have dreadlocks are pretty good players.
So, okay.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take.
Somebody said, you said they couldn't. Houston's a team that can't run, you dummy. Check your own damn podcast. I never said that. AJ might have said that.
No, I didn't say they can't run. I said running isn't their strength. Running isn't what they did well last. I mean, they ran fine last week, but running's not. You're not going to be able to keep up with Kansas City running the football.
See, and I don't know. I think they'll game plan that way where they will, which is what I said. So, clean your effing ears out. My God. All right, that's it. Text-free Tuesday. No more text.
Perfect.
You guys are done. You guys are done. Now, those of you who are good texters, we'll see you tomorrow. Or you can get on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there if you want. I'm not putting up with your nonsense today, even on a short show. 713-780-3776. I'm did you see Drew Brees is already throwing?
Yeah, good for him. I mean, I wouldn't rush it because Teddy Bridgewater's, looks like he's finally starting to figure things out. But,
if they can just keep doing what they're doing without him, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't want to rush back, and I don't think he'll rush back. But you can't expect Teddy Bridgewater to keep playing at the level he played last week. I think you won a couple games in spite of him. And this one, he contributed. There's no question. But it was also against the Bucs, who I think we've all decided are pretty garbage. See, President Trump called to congratulate Kirk Cousins for his win.
For a regular season?
He did. According to CBS4 in Minnesota, a spokesperson for the Vikings confirmed that President Trump called Cousins to, quote, briefly congratulate him and the Vikings on the win in New York.
On beating the Giants, you get a call from the president?
Man.
Okay. He had a really good game.
I'd like a call from the president.
Not me. I'll pass. But it doesn't seem like a performance that's worthy of a presidential phone call.
No, it was the best. It was tremendous. It was.
I'm going to sound really stupid asking this because I know the answer is he doesn't care about sports at all. But Trump being a New Yorker, do you think he was a Giants fan? He doesn't care about sports, right?
No.
He's not a fan of anything.
He owned the team once. In the USFL, remember?
Yeah, I just can't picture him being a sports fan.
No, I think he's a sports fan.
Okay. I think he's a money fan. He thought he could make some money off that team.
He put a lot of money into that team that he had in the USFL. Yeah. So, but maybe they're just buddies. Maybe he's just taking care of his friend. Wanted to say, hey, good job actually winning a game after you got criticized so much last week.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. See, Joker did 96 million in the U.S. and 248 globally.
Damn.
It's like one of the biggest October ever.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah. I still haven't seen it yet.
I'm surprised at that.
Well, I was going to go
Saturday. There's too much sports going on for you?
Yeah, there's too much sports. I was going to go Saturday, and then the wife decided we had to go mess around with our property. So that took up most of my day. And then Sunday, there's no way because, I've got football and everything else. I have another one for you. I don't know if you saw this. Dude got struck by lightning here in Texas and somehow survived. Blew his shoes.
That was right by my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it Meyer Park? And the guy was just he was walking three dogs. There's a video of it. Did you see the video?
Yeah, I did. I didn't realize that was near you.
Dude, it is crazy. I mean, it looks like it hits right behind him, but it hit him. And there's a hole in the concrete where the lightning struck. The dogs took off, and the guy's alive.
How'd the dogs do?
They were fine. They ran away as soon as it hit. Come on. Have some loyalty, dog. You got three German shepherds. What's wrong with these guys?
If I'm them, I'm running too.
My dog would have performed CPR on me.
There have been 19 lightning fatalities in the U.S. in 2019.
Man. Yeah, on the baseball field earlier that evening.
Oh, wow.
For practice. And then they had to pull the kids off and say, you know what? It's too crazy. Everybody go home. That's the night that guy got struck by lightning.
Somebody said he heard an incredibly loud sound and the whole front of his shirt was burned and his socks got blown off his feet. He was airlifted to Memorial Hospital, suffered fractured ribs, fractured temporal bone, a swollen eye, bruising, and other muscle ruptures.
Yeah, but what's crazy is the fractured ribs came from someone putting CPR on him.
Yeah, that happens.
And he was lucky because where he got struck by lightning was right in front of a veterinarian's office. And a vet tech saw it happen and went out there. And, I don't know, the vet techs know more CPR than the average human. But he goes out there and does some CPR and the dude stays alive. And, apparently all that electricity just tears all the muscles in your body. So he's got tons of muscle tears. And everything that happened to his face and head happened from him smacking the ground because he just went down like a sack. I mean, it was just like it hit him and it was like he'd just gotten shot in the back of the head. He just fell. It was like the Nestle plunge face first.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is it that guys get struck by lightning and don't turn into the Flash?
It's a great question. You know, I don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, because you could have something positive happen out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, well, I was hoping my man Lawyer Dave would come on and tell us what's going on, but I can tell you, I can...
You'll have to tell us.
I'll tell the people. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a lawyer, I mean, Lawyer Dave's your man. And especially if you've been in an accident, any kind of accident, you've had issues with you know, hospitals, where they've given you the wrong drugs, or your doctors mistreated you, well, guess what? Lawyer Dave will take care of you. And that's probably what he's doing right now. He's probably in court right now, you know, crushing the opposition, because that's what he does. And here's the thing. If he doesn't handle what it is you need, you can still hit him up, and he'll put you with the right person. And a couple people have done that and said, hey, does he handle this? I don't know, but give him a call. He'll tell you. All you got to do is call 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter to @LawyerDaveLaw, or you can go to LawyerDave.com. Or if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter, and I'll give you all that information. Practices everywhere in Texas, so even over in the Golden Triangle. Doesn't charge for his consultations. He doesn't get paid unless you win. And if you need medical assistance after an accident, he's going to help you get hooked up with that. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
She just collects little Mexican dolls. You better hope none of them got your name. 'Cause she's religious. And she talks to the saints.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay, I know there were chemicals involved with the Flash and lightning, all right? I'm being serious. Just like everybody gets bitten by a spider is not going to turn into Spider-Man because it's not a radioactive spider. What do you think would happen if you actually got bit by a radioactive spider? You would probably die from radiation, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be willing to try.
I mean, microwave a spider and then let it bite you.
I don't know if that put enough radiation there. I think we need one that's been, you know, they've been testing.
To fall into a spill.
Right,
or something.
Yeah, that they've been testing and maybe.
Or a drop of secret ooze falls on its back.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need something like that. All right, we were supposed to have Jerome Solomon, but we're not going to have him today. So, which, okay then. He's busy. He's a busy man. But I will tell you, you can hear his show here on Sundays, 9 a.m., and watch the Houston Sports Show on KPRC Channel 2, Sunday nights. Him and Lauren. It's a good show. It's a fun show. You should check it out.
It's the best show.
It's tremendous. Speaking of which, Lamont said if Trump called Cousins for beating the Giants, he's likely trolling New York for not voting for him. You know what? I love some of this guy's tweets. I have to tell you, I think he's either trolling everybody or being funny and people don't get it.
Which,
because here's my favorite one.
Although I think, if I'm not, I don't know, I'd have to look it up. I don't think Minnesota voted red.
I don't know either, but I know New York didn't vote for
him. No, New York definitely. Never,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
But it's also his home state. How often does that happen that a guy loses his home state? Not very often, right?
No. No, but
maybe he is a little salty at it.
But did you see this tweet? As I have stated strongly before, just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before. And then you got a bunch of other stuff. But in my great and unmatched wisdom, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a comic book bad guy.
Yeah, but I think he's just jacking with everybody. And I'm totally down with it. He says, with Jeff Tate no longer singing for Queensryche, I'll pass on any concert. I hear the other singers better. And honestly, I don't need to see Jeff Tate again. That was one of the it wasn't as bad as the show you went to because they did all the songs and they sounded great.
Yeah.
And then there was about a 45-minute monologue. Which, sometimes in life, things get so tough. And you come back from it, and then you go back, and then you come back. And it was almost, it was just like, oh, my God, please. No monologuing. It paid, and it went, the show wound up being like 3 hours because of the 40-minute monologue. So, yeah, exactly. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You want to call in? And Mott said, I think he flipped Minnesota. I know he flipped Wisconsin. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look. But I don't really keep track of the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't either.
So,
but I feel like Minnesota's a blue. Yeah, Minnesota was blue.
Okay. Yeah,
it was a close one.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, literally like 40,000 votes. So
it was, there was a lot of places that were pretty damn close.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, I don't know if you've seen this, but the
New York, not really close.
No. New York and, yeah, I wish they were next to each other so you could just put New York and California could form its own country and then right. Let the rest of us do our thing. But it'll never happen. Hey, I've got something for you here that I don't think you're going to like.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, it can't all be roses, right? Sometimes I got to do stuff that you don't like. There's a study.
Okay.
And
I don't like it.
It's how Americans order their steaks and hamburgers.
Oh, gosh.
Now, one thing I disagree with the president on is he likes his steak well done.
Trump does?
Yeah. It's a negative, right?
It's so weird.
Well, the least popular steak options were on the far sides of the spectrum. Blue rare, 2%, and burnt, 2%.
Okay.
Now, nearly 1 in 10 U.S. adults don't consume steak at all. That's
the worst.
Shame.
Although, you know what? I'd rather you be a vegetarian than eat your steak burnt.
Well, yeah, because that's not steak.
Yeah, save that meat for someone else.
Yeah. So here's your...
Although I do fall into the blue rare category if I'm at a good steakhouse only.
Yeah, I...
If I'm at Outback, it's probably medium rare.
Yeah, I want it cooked a little bit more than that. I find it too chewy. And I think if it's blue rare, it kind of ruins a really good steak, but that's just me. So 2% are you. They like blue rare.
Okay.
11% like rare.
I'm okay in the rare category.
Medium rare, 23. Now, I think those two are kind of, it depends on where you go, because you can order medium rare and get it rare. And sometimes you order medium rare and get it medium. It just depends on the place. Fortunately, I've kind of figured them out now.
So between medium rare, rare, and rare blue, we're talking 36%?
That's correct.
That's really disturbing, because that means there's a lot of people eating.
You ready to get more disturbed?
Wrong way. Yeah, go ahead.
13% medium.
Okay. That's the high end of my acceptable range.
Yeah, 16% medium well, which, who eats their steak medium well? I mean, come on. 24% well done.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable.
Well,
I will say, one thing I've learned in my life is that how well done people like their steak is often racially motivated. I think that is something that is now a statistical fact.
Well,
is that the black man does not like a rare steak. So, I mean, I think it depends on who was polled. And I mean, 24%, they could have polled, I don't know what the percentage of black men in America is now. But black guys aren't eating, they're not eating rare steaks, certainly.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Fred, I've done serious research on this.
Okay. Like these guys have, where you like polled
yes.
people?
Yes.
Okay. They did break it down by political parties.
Oh, okay.
2% of Democrats go blue rare, 3% of independents, and 3% of Republicans.
Okay.
Rare, 12% Democrat, 11% independent, 10% Republicans.
Okay.
Medium rare, 30% for Republicans, 26% for independents, 19% for Democrats.
Okay.
Medium's pretty much the same, 14, 13, 15. Medium well, same thing, 14, 17, 15. You want to blame somebody for the well done? Democrats, 27%.
I'm telling you.
To 21% for Republicans. And
Elizabeth Warren likes her steak well done. Bet you.
Probably so.
If she eats steak, she might not eat meat.
Yeah, she's, well, I find that weird because I'm guessing there's a lot of Democrats that don't eat meat.
Yeah, weirdos.
There's also, who does their hamburgers well done?
I don't know. That's really gross.
40% of U.S. adults.
Well done hamburgers?
Yeah.
That's odd to me. Now, I don't like a, I don't need a rare hamburger.
No, just medium.
Medium is fine. Medium rare is fine. I don't need there to be blood gushing out of a hamburger. That's not my style. But I also don't want well done on my hamburger.
No.
Why don't you just put a tire on a bun?
Yeah, that's a weird one. Anyway, so your Astros tonight. What do you think happens? How long do you think Verlander goes? How do you see this game going?
I think how long Verlander goes depends on how competitive the game is. I mean, if the game's 1-1 going into the sixth inning, my guess is Justin Verlander's not coming out of that game. If it's 4-0 in the sixth inning, they probably hand it over to the bullpen.
Let me throw a weird scenario out there. What if the Astros put up like a 7 spot in the first? Do you Trotter Keady out there instead and save Verlander?
I mean, you could, but we discussed this the other day. What are you really saving him for?
Yeah,
exactly? I mean,
you'll have him for game two.
You'll have him for game two, and so you'd have him twice in the series, just like you would anyway. And if you pitch a guy, if you do go on a 3-man rotation, and there's a guy that you pitch 3 times, it'd be Gerrit Cole. Would you be super sad if Gerrit Cole is your game 7 starter?
No.
You'd be fine.
No. I think the way it looks like it'll set up is if they win tonight, it'd be Cole, Verlander, Greinke in the first 3 games. If they wind up going 5 and Cole has to pitch, well, okay, so it goes Greinke, Verlander, Cole. You'd have Verlander and Cole lined up for game 6 and 7 if you needed them. So you're going to get 2 starts out of them in the series.
So we talked, Barry and I were talking about this on Twitter yesterday. Barry is convinced that Urquidy's going to throw against the Yankees. And I don't know that he will. I think it's very, very dependent on what the series is at. Because if the Astros are down 2-1, are you really going to hand the ball to Urquidy at Yankee Stadium? For game 4?
I'm trotting Cole out there every other game if I have to.
Because
if you're not going to re-sign him, use him.
And I mean, and
chew
Verlander,
him up.
Verlander's shown all year long. He can his arm's not getting tired. He'll throw. I think you if they're up 3-0, yeah, sure. Urquidy throw game 4. You know, get us some innings. But
They're not going to be up 3.
I don't think they're going to be up 3-0. If they're in any kind of a dogfight, if they're down, I don't see any way they give the rookie the ball at Yankee Stadium. Agreed. Down in a series.
Agreed.
So I think they may go with a 3-man rotation in this series. It wouldn't shock me at all.
And, yeah, first off, you got to get there.
Yeah.
And somebody says, can we trade Greinke and re-sign Cole? Can we stop?
Stop with the trade Greinke.
Yeah, listen, the guy had a bad outing off an 11-day layoff. He pitched really well down the stretch. Just because he's not Verlander and Cole, stop with that. Boy, Astros Twitter, that's another one. I'm pretty sure most of our bad texters are Astros Twitter because there's people wanting to fire A.J. Hinch after yesterday.
And remember that that Arizona's paying a lot of his salary.
Yeah.
So unless you want to take that on or unless you think somebody else is going to take on salary from you and Arizona, no, you're not trading. If you want to keep Gerrit Cole, you can do it if he wants to be here.
But that's the thing.
It's just going to cost you luxury tax, and it may cost you re-signing a guy like George Springer.
But you don't get to choose and say, oh, well, let's re-sign Cole and get rid of Greinke. He may not want to come here. And from what I understand, the Angels are going to make a big offer. He's from California. If he chooses to go to California instead of stay here, it doesn't matter.
People are trying to play this like it's a video game.
It's not a video game, and that's a silly part of it. But look, there's nothing wrong with Greinke. He didn't pitch well. He pitched well down the stretch for this team. He's going to be a good number 2 starter for him next year if that's what it needs to be. But stop with your fire Hinch. Stop with your Greinke's a bust. It's just classic overreaction, and we see this all the time with baseball, man. It's like, oh, one bad outing. There you go. And the reality is, I think they're going to make Cole a big offer, but Cole has to want to stay.
Yep.
And if the Angels come in with a big offer and he wants to go home, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you offer. And it's easy for us to sit here and spend Jim Crane's money. I'm more than happy to say, yeah, spend whatever you need to keep Gerrit Cole. And I'm sure they're going to make a good offer. But if somebody outbids you, you get outbid. That doesn't mean, oh, get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
We're not asking our Astros fans becoming annoying now. They've been for 3 years now. It's and not all of them. I mean, it's just like anything else. There's
good and bad people on both sides.
There's a 5% rule. And Jay Moreno says Astros fan has become spoiled. No one remembers the bad days anymore.
They don't.
Yeah, during the bad days, Zach Greinke would have been the best player on your roster.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen up to my words and start saving some money with TGS Insurance. What they can do is save you money on homeowners insurance. And you might be saying, well, I don't know how much I pay for homeowners insurance. You need to look into it because you might be paying too much. And there's an easy way to find out what you could be paying from TGS. All you do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back. They'll give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the average customer from 2019 is saving over $870 on their homeowners insurance. That could be you. You could be leaving $870 on the table. Don't do that. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of all the back end, all the nonsense, so you don't have to deal with it. You can just sit back and start saving money today. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote today from TGS Insurance. That's money to
232323. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Roberto says, what bothers me is the bandwagon Astros fan. A few years ago, you couldn't pay a fan to wear gear. Now that everyone wants to. Well, that's any successful team in any city. Trust me, go look at Tampa. They're getting 4,000 fans all year, and they get the playoffs, and there's 32,000 there, which is still ridiculously low. But that's part of winning. You're going to have bandwagon fans. I don't mind that as much. Jameson says, if Cole helps us get a World Series, frankly, I won't give a damn if he stays. His job was done. Agreed. I mean, that's what you brought him in for.
Yeah.
And Steven says, who could forget the incredible J.R. Tolles, Clint Barmas era? When Carlos,
the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. So now the reality is you have a lot of people who, you know, they've become fans, but they still don't really quite get how things work. And, you know, I don't blame them for that. It's just wanting managers fired who've won you a World Series after one loss in a playoff game. It's just, it's silly.
He could get swept in a series and it'd be ridiculous to talk about.
That's just, And I don't know if it's just people trolling, but I saw a bunch of that. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day now so we can talk Astros in the last segment.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I have a two-part one. Two separate but related stories.
Give it to me.
So I don't think this will surprise you. But according to two separate studies, they've confirmed people love dogs more than they love other humans.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
No, it's not surprising at all. I love my dogs more than I do any other humans. So basically, they polled a bunch of people here and in Europe, and the slight majority said they prefer dogs to humans.
Okay. That's about right.
Okay. I don't know about this woman in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which if Florida didn't exist, my goodness, Oklahoma would get a lot of attention, where an Oklahoma woman underwent surgery after a dog shot her in the thigh in a pickup truck stopped at a railroad crossing.
The dog shot her?
That's what she says. I'm going to say I think she's, it's like you blame it on the dog. I'm kind of wondering what happened here because it was a 22 caliber. Apparently, Molly, a yellow Labrador Retriever puppy, jumped onto the backseat console, spooked by the train, and apparently set the gun off. Now, I'm a little suspicious of this story because the driver and the dog's owner had to call 911. He's 79 years old in Oklahoma, so his mind's probably long gone if he ever had one. The dog shot her. The 911 operator is heard asking Park, says, yeah, he stepped on it and it went off. Later, the woman is heard crying in pain, and the old man says, come off of it. You're tougher than that. I know. Apparently, the woman is his caretaker. Here's where I get suspicious. Police said the gun serial number had been scratched off. So, if you're running around with a gun that you're not supposed to have with the serial number scratched off, doesn't it make sense to blame the dog?
I guess so, yeah. But that just seems like you'd come up with you'd come up with something better.
But doesn't the dog seem more likable than both of these people?
Yes.
Which kind of makes the first story make sense, right?
Certainly.
And that is your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Bernardo wants to know, what are your thoughts on Handshake Gate with Richard Sherman?
I mean, he gave him a fist bump. If Richard Sherman's mad about that, okay.
Yeah, Richard Sherman's kind of he's a hell of a player, but he's also, I'm not a fan of his, and I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield, so nothing there surprises me. I just don't think either one of them are, I don't know that I can buy his version of any story, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, I think he's a great player, but, and if you see the video, it's like, it's almost like Sherman made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Because it looks So, I mean, why that matters. I mean, it's really weird, the stories that we make big deals now.
And it really is.
Like, why is that a big deal?
I have no idea.
And a lot of people still asking me about the poker scandal. We'll get to it. I mean, I thought we were going to have 3 hours today and we would get to it today. 5:39. That's pretty good. I'll weigh in on it tomorrow. I mean, it's a really weird story. And actually, Scott Van Pelt did a really good job explaining it to people who don't do poker. And if you're not familiar with it, there's this cheating scandal at the Stones Casino in Northern California. And it looks bad. But, man, when it comes to poker, I don't like to put cheating on anybody until I know. So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll give you all the facts, and you can make your own decision.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Well, there's really nothing else on but Astros tonight, right?
That's it.
Especially if you can't go to Chappelle.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what made you think you were going to be able to get in.
I don't know. I mean, it's worth a shot. It didn't work out.
You would have had to dial in at like 252 to have a chance.
Apparently so.
Yeah, that's, you know, I never, when I see those queue things, it's like, how the hell do you get in the queue faster than that?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
By the way, today is Local Music Tuesday, so if you hear a song you like, Aaron will tweet it out and put it on Facebook. And support your local bands. There's some great ones here. All right. One last segment to go. We'll do one last breakdown of your Astros. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, man, you want to get in on your Astros tonight, or you want to bet some NFL later in the week, college football? You want to bet that hockey under that I gave you earlier? MyBookie.ag, that's the place to go. And they've got all kinds of options for you. If you miss the start of a game, you can bet in-game. You can play parlays. You can play teasers. They've got everything. And the best part is, if you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. A lot of these websites that I've dealt with in the past, it's part of the gamble's putting your money in there. Not the case with MyBookie. You sign up today, they're going to give you, they've got all kinds of options for you. You can do double your first deposit. There's all kinds of other things if you just use promo code radio to get your exclusive offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And make sure you check out the specials because there's all kinds of opportunities there for you. And if you're already on there, they get specials all the time. Play, win, Get paid MyBookie. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. Get in on the action.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Ron White is going to be live at Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land Friday, May 15th. Don't miss out on seeing this Grammy-nominated comedian who puts on a hilarious stand-up routine you have to hear to believe. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Buy your tickets online at livenation.com. Pretty sure my wife's going to want to go to that one. She's a big Ron White fan.
Your wife's into redneck comedy?
Well, she's kind of Canadian redneck.
Okay.
You know, she did grow up in the middle of bleeping nowhere. Now, for some reason, she's always liked Ron White. And every time he does a special, she makes me watch it with her.
All right.
So, man, I one of my pet peeves, and I'm not doing a Hey Man Bleep That today, just I wish people would quit making stuff up and just stop making stuff up and stop trying to make us say what you want us to say. You know, go get your own damn show, go get a podcast and say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
All right. Final thoughts here.
I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think the Astros are going to run away from them. I think the Astros historically have struggled in that building. I still think the Astros are going to win the series. It wouldn't surprise me if they won tonight, but it wouldn't surprise me if they lost either. I'll go 3-2 Astros.
I think the bats wake up tonight. I think George Springer has a big game, and I'm gonna go 7-3 Astros. I think the bullpen gives up a few runs after Verlander leaves. They get it locked up tonight because you do not want to go to a game five, even with Garrett Cole, because even a guy who hasn't lost since May, you don't want to go to a game five because we've seen what happens. Like when the Tigers beat Verlander when they were plus 435 or whatever it was, all it takes is, you know, your bat's not hitting at the right time and, you know, some dumb base running mistakes and suddenly you lose a game. And that would be a highly disappointing result of the season. I think you want to finish it off here, get your pitching lined up for the Yankees. I think Verlander goes six tonight and gives you six good innings, leaves with a lead, and then they give up a couple late. But I feel pretty good about them winning. So there you go. And then we'll be back for a full show tomorrow to discuss it.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't be we'll be talking about looking ahead to the Yankees as opposed to, I don't know about this game five.
And game one on Saturday, we don't know what time that game is going to be. We will carry that game unless it gets covered up by Texas A&M football.
Yeah, because Aggie has a pretty big game this week.
Yeah. So if... Now, here's the bonus. Here's where it's a win-win for everybody involved. I'm assuming that the ALCS game one will be at about a 7 o'clock start on Saturday. If for some crazy reason they put it on during the day and it gets covered up on our station by Aggie football, we're going to carry Florida LSU at night.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get it's something, you know.
You're going to get something good either way.
Something good this weekend on Saturday
that's
night.
That's a nice job by the program director.
I'll let him know you said that.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'll be at night, so we'll get Aggie and Astro.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a pretty good day to sit there and just listen to the radio all day.
There you go.
And I'll be driving back and forth from East Texas, so I will be listening to the radio.
All right.
Because I know I can pick us up all the way to my place
that's right.
The Astros made some minor changes to their lineup tonight. Springer leading off, Brantley batting second, Altuve third, Bregman cleanup, Yordan is batting fifth, Gurriel sixth, Correa seventh, and then they flip-flop Reddick now eighth, Chirinos ninth.
Okay.
So I kind of would have liked to seen Kyle Tucker get another shot, but that's your lineup. A little mixing and matching a little bit, which kind of makes sense if they're going to do a bullpen game. You want to make it where it's not as easy to go lefty-lefty.
Yeah.
And I'm going to squeeze in a couple calls here before the end.
Sure.
Is that Corey? Let's go Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. What's going on? So I believe that all the Astros fans out there that are, you know, fire Greinke, fire Hinch, are absolutely outside their mind. I believe that Greinke's done an amazing job, but I believe that there's also a reason why he is your third pitcher. And that goes back. I hail from Kansas City, and there was a story that came out either by the Kansas City Star or like Fox 4, where they interviewed George Brett and said, "Hey, what's it like having Greinke live with you?" Because he did the guy a favor and let him stay with him, and he honestly said, "You know what? I don't see him. He goes and plays World of Warcraft with my kids." And it kind of reminded me almost of the motor that Jadeveon Clowney had. Like, he's not 100% invested in the game, and maybe it shows sometime, and maybe he just didn't come into the game with the right attitude this past game. But that does not mean, by any means, we should get rid of him.
Well, what I'll say about that is, Zach Greinke has, like, anxiety issues. And
yeah, I don't think that means he's not invested.
He's a weird dude, so I don't know that that means he doesn't care. I just think that he's a really socially off guy. So the fact that guys like that don't want to be out in public or hanging out with their boys, that's not unheard of to me.
I don't blame him at all, and I think it's really when he has to go before the media. I mean, he's just not comfortable doing it, and I don't think people should rip him for that.
And would you rather have a guy who, in his downtime, goes and plays video games with a kid, or goes out and crushes beer? Or chase his tail, or whatever.
I like the beer. And
okay, but I'm just saying, like, that's what everybody's going to do something with their downtime. Yeah, yeah. None of these guys are living, breathing baseball 24/7. It's just not realistic. So I don't know that you can question Greinke's investment in the game.
I think, you know, he goes out there. It's just because he doesn't come off as passionate, because he is awkward in those situations. And, you know, leave him alone. We've had people who work here doing production who aren't comfortable getting on air.
That's right.
And that's okay. And I don't blame them. Not everybody can go out there and talk in front of the media and sound good. And, you know, it's just, if he's not comfortable, you know, leave him alone. But don't judge his pitching based on that.
Troy, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, I just got on and started listening. So last night before they brought Miley out, Hinch went down and had a conversation with Verlander. Do you think he was asking him if he was going to be ready to go?
No. Here's what happened. A.J. Hinch was planning on starting Urquidy, and Verlander went and told A.J. Hinch, "I'm starting tomorrow," and he's starting today. So Verlander told him. It wasn't a hey, are you ready? It was, "Hey, I'm ready. I'm pitching tomorrow."
And if Verlander comes and tells you that,
you listen. You
give him the ball.
Yep.
It's that simple. So
if John Granato says, "Hey, I want to do the afternoon show, get rid of Fred," well, sorry, Fred. John Granato, he's a legend.
Fine. I'll see you later then.
He hasn't said that, certainly. That would interfere with his golfing. All right, I got to tell you guys about Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website with the best basketball goals in the whole wide world. And I can say that because there's a lot to say that they are. They've got the thickest steel on the market, a tempered glass backboard that if it breaks or cracks for any reason ever, they'll replace it for free. How about that? And they've got something that's going to fit your setup, whether you want it attached to your house, you want it off your driveway, you want it in the backyard, you want a fully portable one. They got you covered, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet down to 5 feet with just a turn of a handle, so kids any age can play. And that's what's important. You want these kids to have fun. You don't want to doing it on some raggedy goal. It's going to last you a year or two. These things are going to last you for years. Get your new Hoops goal today. Get the best. See them all at ProDunkHoops.com. See what fits your setup the best way. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822. That's ProDunkHoops, ProDunkHoops.com.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.